Village Orange Lake Community Hall, November 16, 2015.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting for November 16, 2015, 7:13 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Navy.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Turpin.
Present.
May I get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting for November 2, 2015.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Trippon. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Human Resource and Finance.
Good evening, Mayor and Board of Trustees. Can we do the risk management proposal first?
Sure.
I'm turning tonight at the calendar year 2016 risk management proposals. Our vendor, West Insurance Agency, is here for a brief presentation and to answer any questions. So, Jeff, rest of the board.
Okay. Good evening. Apologies for being late at the busy board meeting tonight. So, Jeff Graves is my name from West Insurance Agency. First of all, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to provide the village with a property casualty and workers' compensation insurance renewal for the 12/31/2015 and January 1st, 2016 renewals. The current coverage is underwritten by Trident Insurance for the property casualty and the IPRF for the Illinois Public Risk Fund for the workers' compensation, Liberty Mutual Surety, currently writes the Public Risk Fund for the village. The data that was supplied for the 2015 and 2016 policy renewal utilizes the village's currently budgeted revenues and expenses, as well as the property, equipment, and automobile schedules for each of the different departments. Attached to your board package, you'll see a copy of our insurance proposal provided by Trident and the Illinois Public Risk Fund. The total premium for the 2015-2016 term has increased by 2.2% from $180,692 to $204,475. You'll notice the Trident, the insurance carrier that's writing the property tenancy for the village, their renewal quote is $111,932 combined, which is a 14.5% increase versus the expiring. In an effort to update the village's property schedule, equipment schedules, as well as vehicle schedule, we ask that each of the departments submit extensive analysis of the properties and vehicles within each department. As a result of those extensive surveys that we did from each of the departments, there was about a 7.5% increase in overall property values, as well as an 85% increase in the value of the village's automobiles. So we had done this, we do this every year. We were using some old data. We updated the data that was supplied, and that's what the result was. So that's really what's driving the increase. It's basically exposure for property values and automobile valuables. The Illinois Public Risk Fund renewal premium is $90,871, which is an 11.8% increase. This is based on total payroll. The total payroll for the village is up 7.3%, $3.691 million versus the expiring. And the village also qualifies for a $6,373 grant that's given by the Illinois Public Risk Fund. The grant is used for safety equipment for the village. Last year, that grant was $6,359. In your package, you'll also see that we included an estimated indemnification of $7,500 for cyber liability. Cyber liability is basically a policy that covers business liability for data breach. Someone, hackers, that want to breach into your system and steal personal information, social security numbers, credit cards, etc. The renewal premium, or the premium that we have in there, is a non-binding indication. We're waiting on the application to get to the insurance carrier for a binding application, but it's about a $7,500 indication from that insurance carrier. We also send applications to six other insurance carriers for competitive bids. You'll see in your packet that we've included quotes for two of those carriers. Three of the six had indicated that they couldn't compete with the pricing that the village currently has. Two of the others had indicated that they could compete. You'll see that Travelers had provided a quote that is about 5% less than the incumbent carrier's quotes. There were some significant coverage deficiencies within the Travelers program, one of which was flood coverage. They were only offering flood coverage at three of the village's properties. The most expensive village and the largest value building is the police building. They were not offering flood coverage to applications because it's in a flood zone. Trident, the current insurance carrier on the property, is, however, providing flood coverage at the location. Other deficiencies that exist within the Travelers program, failure to supply, pollution liability, sexual abuse and molestation, were all not covered under the Travelers excess policy, meaning that if you have a loss, they may cover you up to the $1 million occurrence limit, but they wouldn't cover anything in excess of that. With Trident, you have $1 million on the underline for those three coverages, but then it follows form to the excess policy where you have a $10 million excess liability limit, a significant deficiency within the Travelers program. So despite having a 5% difference in premium, there are pretty significant differences in coverage. So our recommendation is for the village to renew with the incumbent carriers based on deficiencies in the Travelers program.
I would highly recommend that the board consider going with the cyber liability this year. Lake Moore's payroll got hacked about a month ago, and the Village of Wakanda website was hacked a couple weeks ago with anti-American information on it for the entire weekend. They couldn't fix it until the Monday after. I would suggest that for $7,500 and maybe a good insurance policy to have just in case.
And to note, with the Trident renewal, the total budgeted amount was $211,000. With Trident, it's coming in at $204,000. We had just over $7,000 on the budget. If we wanted to look at the cyber liability, that was at $7,500. You know, it'd still be pretty close to the budget.
Is this something you're asking for approval now?
Yes. We're asking for it to be put on the side and move it forward to consent agenda. I don't have a problem with that. I have no issues with it.
It'd be foolish if we didn't.
Yeah. I have no issues.
That only happens on the news happening to our neighbors. Tend to do something about it. Only question I have is you mentioned that there was an increase in the value of our properties by
7.5%.
Can you tell me about that data, where it came from? So everybody that looks at their tax records right now, property is being devalued in the county. Our tax rate isn't always down, but if you give me information on that.
So we use construction indexes, and there's also a 3% inflationary guard that's built into your driving policy. So each year, 3% increase in the total property values. We also found some equipment, especially electronic data equipment, so computer equipment, software, servers, things like that. There was a discrepancy of about $600,000 where departments went in and they audited the information or the equipment that they had, and found that we were underinsured pretty severely based on that information. So from each department.
Basically, we did an audit or inventory of all our items. The big thing that wasn't there was, it's not exactly for computers because they're under the threshold. We do have a list of those computer equipment, and that is what we gave that to the broker to make sure we're fully insured. But just as a reminder, too, we're bringing forth not just a dollar amount, but separate resolutions for separate consentage items, one for surety bonds, one for workers' compensation, and one for property coverage.
Yes.
So just so everybody's clear on that, and I can decide the liability.
Question, are the websites set up yet?
They'll be up within the next couple of
weeks. Is this the cyber insurance going to cover that in case something happens to that?
Very good. Any further questions? Thank you, sir. Thank you. Steve?
If you don't mind, Mayor and the board, if they're willing to contain other consultants first before staff goes?
Absolutely.
You're up there. Mr. Mayor, good morning. Thank you. July 1st, the Board of Vaxxer Women are here. They're going to give a short presentation on the pavement management report that they completed here for all the village streets. Let them get set up here. They have two easels to kind of show the maps of the overall village. If you have any questions, feel free to ask them.
Road project, and most importantly,
this is how we can maximize the condition of your entire system within the budget that you have, whether it's what you have now, should you choose to expand that budget, no matter what the number is, this system will maximize the overall system condition. A couple of things that this reporting system doesn't do is replace professional judgment. We don't provide certain project-specific detailed information, and it does not evaluate storm sewer and other infrastructure roadway assets. As to the findings, 52 miles of streets, most of the streets are in the 6, which is good, to 3, which is very poor range, which is in Table 1 and Figure 2 of the report and then handout that you gave. As Jason said, the majority of the streets are 8 to 12 years old, which is when they're in most need of repair. We did prepare a figure that distributes where that is. You can see that in Figure 2 in your handout. The total overall construction, if you were to do all of the recommended work right now at this time, would be just over $21 million. As compared to the 2007 report, that number was previously at $12.1 million at that time. Given that overall need, our recommended budget for roadway maintenance needs on an annual basis ongoing would be $2 to $2.2 million annually. We understand that that's probably not going to be possible, so in terms of what we've recommended, moving forward with the five-year plan is utilizing the entirety of the MFP revenue that you guys receive, which is approximately $440,000 annually. And as Jason indicated, we want to spend the bulk of that money going towards maintenance needs, which is, again, resurfacing, patching, and crack sealing, which can extend the life of your streets. There's an important figure one, which is a graph of overall street condition needs, and it shows that the more money you can spend before the streets experience that rapid deterioration, the more money you're going to get for your money. As Jason said, once it begins to deteriorate, the cost will exponentially increase, and you don't get as much for your money. A couple of things to point out in that big increase from $12 million previously to the $21 million now, the differences in last report versus this report. Since then, there was a priority from the village to urbanize some of the streets near the railroad tracks. Those projects entailed a lot of underground infrastructure that had incurred. Those are significant costs as opposed to regular maintenance. In that time frame, there were a lot of roadway reconstruction projects. Also, since that time, construction costs have increased at about a 4 to 5% increase, so some of that is already built into that larger number. It's not entirely due to decreased conditions, but a large portion of it is. We'll call your attention now to the boards we presented. Those are also included in your handout if you want to look at those. As you can see by the overall condition map, the streets that are not in the condition that you would hope them to be, but there is still time to take off a lot of those high costs if we address the situation now. However, you can look at the five-year plan and note that there's not a whole lot we can cover for $440,000 a year. So there's a significant need for the village to move forward.
So with that, if anyone has any questions, we'd be happy to answer.
You keep a track to make sure that the federal government isn't letting any funds go off for repairs or grants or anything. We certainly monitor federal highway programs and other grant opportunities and anything that comes to mind. We're certainly in contact with Adam about the program when that came out, and the mother load of all federal programs, but we certainly were in close contact with our municipality.
Well, I know it's been a while since they've had any, and I just told me about the states are going to bring some more of them. I mean, the state's not going to do nothing, so.
That's a good point, too, to bring up. You know, as Ryan alluded to, the costs have increased since the last report. And maybe not as much, maybe the village hasn't done maybe as much maintenance as we would have hoped in that time. But a reason for that is because the village has wisely leveraged some federal grant money in order to do some reconstruction streets. So by leveraging that money, you've gotten a lot more bang for your buck. You know, yes, it's been at the expense of maybe not maintaining some of the streets that should be, but anytime we can take advantage of the federal money, the village has been very aggressive in doing so.
The only thing I'm going to put out is, you know, the statement kind of lends itself to gloom and doom. Trust me when I tell you we're not the only municipality that's faced with this. I've been to several meetings, several roundtable discussions throughout the county, and all of the municipalities that have spoken up at these things talking about infrastructure and street conditions, everybody talks about the same problem. The money that they have coming in, grants of what they can budget for every 2 miles of road that they save this year, they're losing 7 miles of road. And they're the dog chasing its tail, cannot catch up. We are not alone in this dilemma. I know that doesn't provide an answer for it, but one of the things that we were looking at, pardon me, I just want Blaine to help me out, Mike, where they just took these grant monies with the CDBG monies going from infrastructure into housing. And I think every municipality kind of had a little shiver go up their spine when we lost that money. Reach out to your congressman, write letters. Any other questions? Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have a
report?
Yeah.
Just want to stop that.
The pavement, yes, can I get a, no, we don't need a, just consensus for the pavement management report, if we can accept it as presented, as asked for women, everybody comfortable with moving this forward? Very good. That's the sentence I was looking for. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Where are we at on this agenda? Christmas tree lighting or tax lighting?
In front of you tonight is the 2015 proposed tax levy. Staff is recommending the proposed levy equal to the estimated levy that was just approved at the regular board meeting. This is to capture the entire benefit of the consumer price index, which only went up 0.8%. In any new construction, we're recommending this proposed levy at this amount. Once it goes to the county cuts the road and bridge portion, just like every other year. So the amount that we're expecting is only going to be an increase of 1.66%. We're just under $59,000 over the 2014 actual extension. And of that, 0.8% is going to be for the consumer price index increase. And that's going to affect current residents only. The remaining 0.86% or $30,000 will be for new construction, anything that was new that's going to get the tax rolls for the first time. So that's kind of break up with the 1.66%. 0.8 for the consumer price index, remaining is going to go to any new construction that's new for that year. The $28,000 is going to affect current residents for 5,000 households is going to be just under $6. Per person, that our population is just going to be under $2. Any questions?
I think we can deal with that number.
Yeah.
Very good. We'll move this forward. Thank you, Shane. Down to special events. Sue?
Well, coming up on tree lighting, I just met with Public Works today,
and run through all the things you need to have ready. I think everything will be ready, set, and go, right? Looks like we've got it all. Madam Clerk has been very busy with her lookout, so that'll, I think, mostly everything covered. Did anyone have any questions or?
Are we doing the same giveaways that we did last year? That's all.
Yeah, actually, Don picked out the list, and we had Madam Clerk take care of that for him, so that's good. I just wanted to also let you know I'll do the communications.
Are you going to do?
Yeah, it's kind of like my tradition, so if you don't mind, let's keep my tradition going.
I'm going to this week, so thank you.
Not a problem.
Looking forward to it. This is one of these events, too. Is there anything that we might want to do that's something a little extra as far as promoting this, like we did with National Night Out? National Night Out is one of those events that seems to be growing and doing well on its own, and this is certainly another event that seems to become more and more popular.
Did we redo the signs this year so they actually say Christmas?
Yes, we do.
What is the water bill?
It's on the water bill. Okay. It's on the water bill last month, and I'll be on this
one. Mm-hmm. So we found it on the new webpage about the newsletter.
Very good. Thank you, Sue.
And we did also get the hay taken care of, so we would like to back for that.
Thank you for writing that letter to Larry. My thoughts and prayers with him. Administration.
Thank you, Mayor and the Board of Trustees. The first item we have is Route 53-120 Landings Plan Summary. It's more of general information. Again, Trustee Trapan, thank you for your voice at the last meeting as a trustee, as a resident of Lake County. I was more supportive last time than the Barn Owls.
I have a pleasure sitting behind me and by the number.
What's going to happen? Last Thursday, we voted in favor of our land use strategy. That strategy does not dictate to those what they can do, but it's more of a guidance document. There was an actual motion made to make that to the final document so that it could go to each village board to be discussed. I believe they might have said approved. It does not have to be approved. My suggestion is we could approve it as a guidance document for land use planning as part of comprehensive plan that's going to be presented to the board here in the near future. So in the end, it appears as though, I want to say we're not losing. Minnesota County's got a thing wanted. We are very concerned with the county dictating what our land use policies. That was all stricken and taken out of the record. And again, we use a guidance document. They have to finish it, and then we will be presenting it to the village board in the future for discussion. Any questions?
My understanding is tomorrow night at the same facility, probably the same time, they're going to be voting the budget, I think, for the county for this project as well. Well, some of us are being, I don't know about anybody on the board, but I've been asked to be a back to lend support to make sure that the money stays in the budget. So.
So the county or the tollway authority?
Tollway authority, attorney.
Thank you, Steve. Next on the agenda is management. Overall vision evaluation presentation. Shane, if you don't mind, I'd like to leave this one up. In front of you, there is a printed document that you received this evening. And for the record, I would just like to read the purpose of the evaluation, which is the first title on the document. Management Overall Vision Evaluation, acronym MOVE. The purpose of the evaluation. MOVE has been created to give substantive and comprehensive information about the state of our municipality. It will demonstrate strengths and weaknesses in administration, departments, elected officials, personnel, and the community. It will prioritize immediate concerns such as our financial forecast, along with departmental goals. This will demonstrate where we are today and provide a vision for the future and how to get there. This has been certainly in the time that I've been here, I'm going to say the start of probably the most important document that is coming across my desk and to all of us. This is what we've been talking about from day one, about developing a culture, about keeping a united, unanimous board, about being able to see into our future and how we act together, along with our staff, our administration, the MOVE committee, and take a look, a comprehensive look at where we are and what direction we want to go. And we've been providing tidbits of this information since 2013 when I was elected as mayor. We've agreed that we needed a new comprehensive plan. That's a big part of this puzzle. We agreed that the comprehensive plan needed to be written by a different professional that would be used as a marketing tool. We agreed that this marketing tool is a dead document unless we have somebody that can take it out there and actually market it. And we had a shingle hanging on one of the doors. Austin's downstairs for a full-time position, but Gino DeVivo, did I say that right, Shane? Is doing the best that we can afford right now to market the village, our properties, and now we need to be clear on the direction that we're going. We were talking briefly downstairs about this board getting together and giving direction to staff for a strategic plan and how we're going to start implementing the things that we've been working on and trying to develop over the last several years. Staff has spent an incredible amount of time writing this document, talking about that culture, talking about where we're at today, looking at their independent businesses and departments and their goals for that, and also the vision for this community and how we're going to get there. I trust you've glanced through this document. I'm going to ask everybody to take this thing home and in the last week, in the next week, tear it apart. I mean, absolutely tear it apart. Read this thing, understand it, and ask questions. Call me, call Shane, call anybody and have a conversation about any questions that you have. This is the future that we've been trying to establish for the last several years, and this is the roadmap on how to get there. So please really study this document, and I look forward to discussing it with all of you in the very near future. Shane?
Keep in mind we were for the last month in fear, but at the same time with excitement. So when you read through that document, you may feel both. It's an extremely important task what we're going to be endeavoring on. It's an extremely important task for the village around it. I do want to say that Mayor says this was a path. I want to call this the first stone of that path, so to speak, as a start of the discussions. And even before that, the management team getting together. I think the mayor said it back to the line's first slide that they probably go through relatively quickly and get to the say, heart of the document of the issues at the very end. So the purview. The purpose of the evaluation is finding where we are today and provide a vision for the future and how to get there. We are facing some very serious financial distress, which is shown in the budget in fiscal year 15 and fiscal year 16. We also thought that MOVE, M-O-V, was very symbolic, because we need to move now into action. In the past, what
three mayors, three clerks, and six trustee positions at a minimum. We relied on development in the past. The development now is dried out. Emerald Bay was the last development. It is done issuing permits. The last retail we had was in 2004 with CDS. When the mayor came in, we created a new culture. The board became cohesive, at least since the time I've been here. We finally weren't split. We changed to a very business-friendly environment. Starting mending past relationships with priorities, specifically the county. Started to assemble a new management team, like Mayor said, started updating the comprehensive plan. I started strategically discussing 53 and 120. And that is make some of the things done down already. The 53 and 120 have been around for a long time. The first step in employing new coaches was some of the female professionals who you see in front of you tonight with the education and leadership skills required to run a local government. It is critical this team stays in place for the full and successful implementation of this plan. Management, not for the first time in the last decade, I want to reiterate that, excluding staff, I have never, my years here, met with the management team. It was a wonderful experience. We never sat in a room ever here until recently. And it was a great idea to banter back and forth, throw ideas out, and just the form of relationships we have formed over the last month. Because that's the exciting part. Based on the comments we made, we formulated the current conditions list. Any memo you have is not on the screen up here. Exhibit A will show the current conditions of each department. The org chart, number of staff, the number of responsibilities, and other issues that we need to address or are not being addressed. Also based on management's vision, we came up with, from a village-wide perspective, four major critical components we'd like to see done as soon as possible. That is a village-wide organizational restructuring, a new compensation policy based on performance, and implement a downtown SIP area. And finally, to maximize economic development. Those will go through the detail a little later. Also, as part of talking with management, we started talking about what's our culture, right? What are our strengths and weaknesses? What are other services we can offer? We came up with a very extensive list of these other possibilities. And based on those other possibilities, we decided that we need to have a plan guided by the board, which is a strategic plan. We can't do this by ourselves, nor we can't make those decisions by ourselves. We need the guidance so we can implement. Many communities have already done strategic planning. Typically, you need to hire a professional to drive those discussions. Keep in mind that also we just got done the cap plan, so a piece of that strategic plan, in fact, is done. We have resident in there. We have objectives out there that we can use from that plan to start strategic planning. We carry out the board, like I said, but the village board needs to be involved in defining the direction to make the decisions on such resources to pursue that vision. This will also help us make, instead of making ad hoc decisions, we can have the strategic plan to assist us and to make very good, well-informed decisions and guide the village in the future. This next screen is basically the strategic planning process, but the first two bullet points. One is the management media assessment that's in your handout exhibit. The other one was the identification of major issues that possibly the girls could do, what we would like to work with the board on that for strategic planning. The rest are just values, visions, and goals that are typically in a strategic plan. We do have barriers here. There will be many obstacles. One is that we need to really rethink government processes. We don't want to be status as it is. We need to think like a business or an enterprise that, you know, we need to rethink and retool all the time. We also inherited a lot of issues from the past as far as the way the workflow is, how tasks are done around here. That needs to be remedied, and staff will be fearful and stressed, especially if they have read this 16-page document already. But going to spend a lot of time educating people and supporting the new culture. It starts here at the top to people in this room, and it carries downward after that. And of course, capital resources are another barrier to success. Concluding remarks. Cannot do government as usual. We want to try to be different. We are definitely confident, based on the mayor and the village board's support, that this management team can implement anything that is recommended. However, it's going to take clear, defined collaboration between the village board and management to move relevant forward. So basically, the focus of the move was two main ideas. One, management came up with four key initiatives and then the strategic planning process. Now, this is a more detailed part of the management. The first one is implement a village organizational restructuring. We are recommending that consultants be hired to restructure the village. And these were just our ideas. This is all-inclusive. Well, one of them is a cross-trained staff, hire a full-time human resources professional, and consider moving off staff operations out of public works loose. Seems a bit odd, but it's something in the long term that may save a lot of money that's building to be used possibly for future development and offer your customer services centralized in one location. A little different approach. We're trying to think outside the box for the village. Next one would be implementing a paper performance compensation policy. For those that were not on the board at the time, there was a PAR study done, I believe it was done in 2004. That's the last time the compensation study was done. It basically relied on step increases. We want to get away from the step increase concept. We think that you should be rewarded for your performance and not just automatically receive a step increase. We also want to implement new evaluation forms. We want to increase expectations, and right now we don't have any good evaluation forms. And the status goals, we don't have any good goals. Now finally, or I should say third, we really, really need to implement a TIF in the downtown area. I know for some that will cost some, for other taxing bodies, they may block at that. I think it's the only way to get development for our downtown areas to implement TIF. It has been shown to work in many other communities. I think we can get some money and grants that will also help out. We need to do a feasibility study just to see if that even works. Once that's done, a redevelopment report will be done. There's a lot more to it than that. We've got the center line and stuff to talk to with the county, talk to Metro about moving a train station, etc. But again, this is something we put out and we thought, look, we need some type of revenue source other than property tax and income tax to rely on. And if we can get some downtown development going with the spur sales tax, that will really benefit the village normally. And finally, our fourth one was, again, the maximizing economic development. We had to get the website rolled out. I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks we get that done. That will help out a lot. Continue to focus on annexations. We have two possible annexations, but as you're fully aware, every annexation that we are working with, we must go through the county board to control the sewer and the sewer agreement. And we are working on one now to go to the county to see what their reaction is, because it's open land, but we want higher density than, of course, open land. So we'll see what their reaction is to that. And that'll be a good sign for future discussions with the county and future annexations. They're going to actively market village-owned sites in other locations. The remainder of this was the strategic plan part. Really, the strategic plan is getting a village board together to say, what do we want this village to be? And part of that is creating a mission, creating values. Sorry, I got a little ahead of myself. Establishing targets, making us and holding us accountable as management. You guide us, we will implement and get back to you. And that's, I think that's the best way to guide the village and get, we don't know what you want, tree trimming first or sidewalks. What is the priority of the boards or any department? And And that way, again, like I said, you hold us accountable, and we have those down, and we hold our staff accountable to get expectations go up. But that's a good thing for the government. Finally, strategic vision, we will carry out the core day-to-day operations, you define the direction, the allocated resources. We both really allocate resources. And it provides a roadmap to the future, our future. So as Dan said, there's a lot of information in front of you. The mayor said there's a lot of information in front of you. We really, really need you to take a look at that level. I am extremely happy with the management team. It's a level, like I said, you're going to read that you may feel scared about, but at the same time, I'm very excited about it. It's an opportunity we haven't had in the past. And it's an opportunity, I think, for this management team, we can really do this much. So again, if you need to make the time, please go through it so we can come back to the next meeting. And some choices, I guess, and decisions are going to be very difficult, but it will improve the quality of life to the village as a whole in the end. And that's all I have, those are specific questions.
Heavy influence by other taxing districts.
Yeah. The commercial tip isn't a bad tip, even though certain districts may say it is, but really for something like a school, you're able to yell a lot of that tip as a residential tip, which I have no plans on doing a residential tip. You always want to do commercial tip. They have a saying, but not a minor school. There's a joint review board called Air Taxing District.
I just want the board to know that listening to Steve and hearing how this progressed, this document is whittled down to 16 pages right now. Great job. I was expecting this thing to be 2 foot tall. So, I mean, there's a lot of condensed material in here that you have to look at. The thing that's really exciting is stuff that we've been talking about, and staff management has heard it, put this document together, and we've always talked about, at least the team that I ran with, and I know Charlie, and I know Sergio, and I know Russ, and what we have right here is really special, and we have the opportunity to continue to be united and actually get something done. Steve was mentioning forever this board has been split and divided, and right now we're all here focused on the same thing, not worrying about what this side is saying so they can contradict that side. We need to work with the people sitting in front of us. They have showed their, and this is a new staff, you know, this was part of our vision, putting this team together. I remember at one of our fundraisers, in fact, our running opponents at the time, took and chopped up a piece of tape when I was making a speech. And my statement then was, do I know enough about public works and infrastructure and how to make street works and pavement management analysis? No, I don't. Do I know a lot about the police department and how to reconstruct it and how that should be managed? No, I don't. And they had a fun thing with that. They said, Mayor McGillis, or McGillis says he doesn't know how to be mayor. But at the end of that thing that they didn't include was, I know how to put together a team. And that was my promise to the village. That was my promise to everybody up here. I put together the team and they're sitting in front of us. That team is there. This is a new team that we have. And they're talented. They are energetic. And they are dedicated to this cause. We have to now be the guiding light for them. They will show us how to get there. The team's in place, and we are part of that team. And I have to say, I'm very proud of what we're sitting here and what we're looking at. Congratulations, everybody. Thank you for this document. I know it was a lot of hard work.
It wouldn't have happened without the cohesive board, though, either.
What are you asking for this evening?
I'm asking for thoroughly to go through this document this evening and then December 7th. We need to make some decisions. I can put anything on a piece of paper, but it's the actions that count. And it doesn't mean we have to make a whole bunch of decisions on December 7th, but we have to start taking action. If we don't start taking action, we're going to be sitting here again a year from now going, look, there's red ink flowing out of this village. And I will tell you, you may have to spend some money up front, and hopefully that money up front is well worth the end product. But we need to be willing, trust me, I'm a sick conservative, to say this, to take a risk. Because we are running out of options in time.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, one of the things we've always said since we've been together and probably longer, this village has always been reactive. And reactive doesn't get us farther ahead than where we've been. And it doesn't actually do much for us in the long run. It's just kind of keep it up. And that's the difference, I think, that this group is bringing, this paper that you've done is, it's not just paper, it's hope for a great future. And I'm coming from a conservative saying, let's take a risk, I gotta say. Words I never thought I heard come out of your mouth. But you guys so believe in it that you have to make us believe it just because you are so passionate about it. So, yeah, you'll have my undivided attention.
Any other questions? Thank you, everybody. Madam Clerk gave me a nudge. I accidentally went over public comment. Is there any public comment this evening for the committee of the whole? Thank you for being here. Very good meeting. Some scary information, but also very exciting. Well put. Thank you, everyone. If there's no new topics, may I get a motion to adjourn?
Okay.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. 8:06 p.m.